Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Monday, April 22nd. There's some road closures in Owen Sound today for some hydro work. 2nd Avenue West will close south of 8th Street at 9 this morning. Moores Hill will close as well, while some side streets near the bottom of it will be local access only. Meanwhile, work is set to begin today on Bruce Road 29 north of Lion's Head. Drivers can expect alternating lane closures for the next few months. Bruce County Council is supporting staff on continuing advocacy efforts for increasing high-speed internet coverage in the region. At a recent County Council meeting, a report was presented about some ongoing government relations issues the county is dealing with. Access to high-speed internet is one of them. Luke Charbonneau is a county councillor and the mayor of Saugeen Shores.
My own view is that there should be buried fiber serving those communities. So we are in Saugeen Shores doing some advocacy on that front.
Northern Bruce Peninsula Council will be deciding today if it's going to provide its support for a new cell tower. The proposal from Shared Tower on Lindsay Road is to improve service around Dyers Bay, but some in the community are against it. Council will be discussing the cell tower project at its meeting today. It's Earth Day today, and an event was already held in Owen Sound's River District Saturday to mark it. It featured several activities and displays, plus outdoor music along 1st Avenue West near the library. Owen Sound City Councilor John Farmer was on hand at the event as a volunteer and says there were people of all ages who embraced it.
I was marveling at that myself during the water ceremony, where there were people with their kids in strollers. There were seniors who had brought were sitting in their walkers or had brought their own chairs. The Earth connects us, and the turnout today definitely shows that people across the age spectrum are interested.
And in national news, Tim Hortons says a class action lawsuit against it for sending an erroneous email has no merit. The coffee chain emailed about 500,000 customers last week claiming they'd won a boat in the online Roll Up the Rim contest, but later said the email was sent by mistake. An application for a class action lawsuit has now been submitted to the Quebec Superior Court, seeking $10,000 in damages for those affected. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks look headed for a higher open this morning. Futures contracts up in pre-market trading on the heels of some selling for markets in recent weeks. Last week, the Dow closed up on Friday, 211 points to 37,986, but the S&P 500 and NASDAQ closed lower. Tech stocks sank more than 2%, while the TSX had a higher close Friday, 98 points to 21,807. Bitcoin is trading nearly 2% higher this morning at over 65,000 US. The price of oil is little changed. $83 per barrel, while gold is down more than 2% at $2,350 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar is at 72.88 cents U.S. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning. I'm RJ Broadhead with the Morning Sports, brought to you by Bodog and Remax. Vancouver scored two goals in a span of 12 seconds in the third period and took Game 1 against Nashville. Colorado had twice as many shots on goal, but Winnipeg outscored the Avalanche 7-6. Rangers and Panthers took Game 1 of their series. Home teams are 6-0 for the first time since 1970. William Nylander didn't play in Toronto's 5-1 loss against Boston. Will he be able to go tonight in Game 2, Sheldon Keefe?
No updates on Willie.
Well, that's the playoffs. We'll get more information after the morning skate. Blue Jays lost to San Diego, so still no sweep, but they've won four straight series there in Kansas City tonight. NBA playoffs, Hamilton Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is an NBA MVP finalist and played like one, leading the Thunder to a Game 1 victory. Other Game 1 winners were Boston, Milwaukee, and the Clippers. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. In the OHL playoffs last night, the Sioux Greyhounds whacked the Saginaw Spirit 5-0, forcing Game 7 in their conference semifinal. London awaits the winner. And the Provincial Junior Hockey League's Waukerton Capitals have named DJ Selkirk as their new general manager. You can always find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX, your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times. The weather's up next. Sunshine today with a bit of a cold start this morning, but we'll get up to a high around 14. Tonight, mainly clear, gusty winds and a low of 8. And tomorrow, showers, possibly an afternoon thunderstorm, a high of 16.